At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm John Batchelor, visiting with John Milton Moore of the American Institute of Economic Research. He's writing at Civitas Outlook about Pope Pius IX, Leo XIII as well, but Pope Pius IX had a vision, and it was very accurate, about the dark design. That's a quote from the Pope of communism. John, did the Pope also see that the church would be persecuted, not unlike what happened in the Roman Empire when they tortured Christians because they wouldn't relent and back away from Christianity? Did he see all that at the same time he saw dark design?
He certainly seemed to. The language that Pius IX used, it's why I wrote the article, because he seemed to have some sort of knowledge or at least a very deep belief that these ideas would lead to mass persecution, including persecution of Christians. And we saw that in the USSR, and I was only able to touch on that a little bit, but there's a magnificent story there. I say magnificent, it's a horrible story, but it's very powerful history where the Marxism becomes state dogma in the Soviet Union, and the Russian Orthodox Church is persecuted in really unfathomable ways. The number of churches, hundreds of churches are destroyed. You have 100,000, an estimated 100,000 nuns and clergy and cardinals who are tortured, sent to gulags, who are murdered. It's very horrifying. In the place of the Moscow Cathedral, for example, which they dynamite in 1931, they're going to erect a palace of Soviets, on top of which they're going to put Lenin. And the irony is, in typical communist fashion, the Palace of Soviets is never even finished. They need to use what they started for, you know, materials during World War II and after the war. I think there was a little appetite to put Lenin on, or maybe the resources. I said that, I suppose there was an appetite, but they were just unable to finish the project, which I think would have been the largest, you know, tallest structure, man-made structure in the world at the time. But you see, there really is an effort to replace the traditional West with this idea of a communist superstate. And Lenin would talk about these things. He would talk about replacing morality, traditional morality, with what he called communist morality, which is really based on the idea of the proletariat, you know, crushing the bourgeoisie. And it was a pernicious philosophy. It, you know, people like, you know, Trotsky would meet his own, you know, harsh ending in Mexico. But it was this philosophy that led Trotsky to defend the murder of the Tsar's children, because he argued it was justified because it advanced the will of the proletariat. And I think we would see that same mindset throughout the 20th century, where anything that advanced the cause of the party, anything that advanced the cause of socialism, the proletariat, was justified by the ends they sought. And I think that's very dangerous philosophy.
And today, does the church speak of these matters? Does the church look to the Vatican to talk about the threat of communism?
It's interesting. I did see some quotes from our new Pope, Leo XIV, who I won't claim to know well yet, but I have seen things that he has said, and I've heard things that his predecessor, Pope Francis, said, warning about communism. That said, I think the most persuasive arguments against communism you find go back another 50 years. Of course, John Paul II, I don't want to, you know, diminish what he had to say about it. I was unaware until, you know, recently, I'd say within the last year when I was reading some books on this, the extent to which the papacy was a bulwark against socialism, against communism. And I'll probably write a follow-up article on this because I was just impressed. Pius IX had great foresight, but you know, his successor Leo XIII also said some things that were very impressive. And I think there's just a large story here that I did not, you know, I'm not Catholic, I am a Christian, but I didn't appreciate how vocal the church has been against the dangers of communism. And I'd like to explore that a bit more.
Jonathan Miltimore, I look forward to it, Jonathan. Senior editor at the American Institute of Economic Research, writing for Civitas Outlook at Civitas Institute at the University of Texas.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
What if your top salesperson was 1,000 times more efficient? And what if a limitless digital workforce helped your number one find leads? A super team working 24/7 on their behalf, thinking, acting, and solving complex tasks so more deals closed. What if with every sale, each customer felt like they were the only customer? That would be one very efficient sales leader. Now, imagine if every person on your team worked to the power of 1,000. They can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.